Welcome to Music Scene, and I'll tell you what, it is a scene in the studio at Thrive DTSP. We're swinging and grooving with Daniela Soledade, Nate Najjar, and Paul Wilborn. You know them as Nate and Danielle, Paul from the Palladium, but at the Suncoast Jazz Festival, you will be transformed by what happens. Let's start with Nate and Danielle. Where have you been this summer?
Oh, we've been everywhere. How are you?
Oh, we're so glad to have you.
We're so happy to be here.
Thanks
Radio
so much
St. Pete.
We love Radio St. Pete.
And we love you. So tell us, you basically were sold out crowds in Europe?
Yes. We just went to Paris, London, and Brussels. And it was incredible.
It was great. It was
incredible.
Our first time in Brussels. Daniela had Belgian frites.
With a cat in a brasserie.
Yeah,
oh,
it was good. I had Belgian beer. It was a nice time.
Well, you know, we're all looking forward to Natemus at the Palladium, the great show that is coming up. Folks, we'll have all of this.
Thanks
in. And I want to turn my attention to Paul Wilborn, because you and Eugenie Bondurant, who will be performing Bobby Short music, were recently in New York channeling your inner Bobby Short. Tell us where you've been this summer and what you've been doing in New York.
You know, I go to hear jazz, and my wife's came along for the ride so she could get new headshots for her movie career from some great New York photographer. But we went to Birdland, we went to Queens to some little jazz club where there were more musicians. There were 18 musicians on stage and about 16 people in the audience. But those were the only seats left. This place was so small. And the Zinc Jazz Club in West Village, we had a fun time. And New York was always nice in November.
Well, you know, November 21st through 23rd, this is the 35th annual Suncoast Jazz Festival at the Sheraton Sand Key. What makes this different, folks, and we're going to talk about this, is you mingle with the artists. Danielle and Nate, let's start with you. You've been, how many years have you been performing there?
Long time. Gosh, I couldn't even. Well, you've been doing it for about seven, right?
Yeah, about 6-7 years.
Yeah, 6-7. And
that's when you know you have kids.
Yeah. And I've been there, I don't know, maybe 12 years.
That is just incredible. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing. There's just a mashup of all different people playing with different people, plus your love in bossa nova. So let's start with you, and then we're going to get Paul to talk about what he's doing.
Well, Daniela has a great show on which night? On
Saturday,
the 22nd of November. And it's a jazz quartet show, and it's called This Is Bossa Nova. And we did this show earlier this year at the Palladium to a sold-out house, and it's a classic bossa nova retrospective with kind of that period correct kind of jazz quartet sound. And it's going to be really special. We're really looking forward to playing this particular show again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also doing a Love and Bossa Nova show, which is our duo act that we tour. We just came back from Europe playing. And then I have a few sort of jazz guitar things.
Guitarmageddon is back.
Guitarmageddon. That one, it's John Merrill, the great swinging New York jazz guitar player. He plays in Professor Cunningham's band, in Adrian Cunningham's band. And so John Merrill and me and our good friend Carl Amundsen, the great swinging St. Pete jazz guitar player. And so it's the three guitar front line with the swinging rhythm section, and we do all kinds of fun stuff.
And then Django Reinhardt, Gypsy Jazz is coming. What's that all about, Nate?
You know, that's incredible because what we have is arguably the world's greatest jazz violinist in Jonathan Russell. And I was telling Daniela when I looked at the schedule and I realized this is coming up, I said, baby, I got to go home and practice for this gig. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be sprightly. It's going to be a really special swinging afternoon set. Jonathan is just full of the music.
He
can't get it out fast enough.
Yeah.
And we've been playing together in various jazz parties around the country. You know, once or twice a year we get together and do some duets and so forth. And this set has a really great Steve Boysen playing bass with us. So it's going to be really super swinging.
Paul, you told me this summer you were all about Bob Dylan. And then you did a little bit of a reveal. Tell us about what you and Eugenie have cooked up. My God, I can't wait. And who's playing with you?
Well, I can do that. And I just want to say I've been attending this festival just as a fan for a number of years. And it's great, and I love Nate and other people have really tried to make it even more hip. It had really started as a trad jazz Dixieland kind of festival, and it's morphed over the years into something that's really more exciting for a broader jazz audience. And I also want to say that I've never billed myself as a jazz musician. I'm kind of a pop guy, but we've done American Songbook shows over the years at American Stage and other places, and we're bringing one of those shows, doing songs of Bobby Short, and I'm telling stories about personally meeting Bobby and some other stories that are fun. And Jeremy Carter is going to play with us, and Ron Gregg on drums. And so Eugene and I and a great sax player and a great drummer. It's going to be fun. And we're in the bar, so it's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing. That's saloon music.
Saloon music. He's called a saloon singer. He was the best saloon singer.
Yeah, you're a good saloon singer.
That's what I like.
You sling the saloon. Is Mama coming? I know you came last year.
I hope
year
she's
with Mama.
Coming. We've invited her. She loves that festival, and she came last year. So she's on the fence right now.
But. Well, we look forward to seeing her. And Danielle, we always look forward to seeing what you're wearing. What is going to be this year? It's going to be fabulous like last year.
You know, we'll pick something special. I don't know yet. It's a surprise.
Well, tell us about your CD that came out.
Yeah, so earlier this year we released Deco Tropical, which was my third studio album. And we are really proud of this album. I mean, of course, we're proud of every album, right? It's like our new kid. But this one is more eclectic than most, you know. It's not super traditional bossa nova sound. There's a variety of things. And the producer is right here and can tell you more, too. But we really had a lot of fun recording this album.
We took one of your grandfather's best-known tunes. One of your Daniela's grandfather was a well-known, among many things, he was sort of a Renaissance man, but he was a well-known composer in Brazil and wrote some songs that became sort of national, you know, anthemic things that the people would sing. And on every album that you do, you like to do one of your grandfather's tunes. And so you picked one of them. This is Estrela do Mar, the sea star, right?
Mm-hmm.
And gave it sort of a really Quentin Tarantino treatment with some big drums. So that was kind of hip. And then
Nate's Quentin Tarantino guitar is great on that one.
and Pulp Fiction, here we come.
And you did, that's exactly right. And you did a couple of your dad's tunes.
That's right.
That are very kind of Sade.
Yeah.
You know, and these are tunes that your dad heard. Father was a well-known producer and composer and instrumentalist. And, I mean, he still is, but he's sort of semi-retired now. And this is sort of some of his classic material. And what else? And he did a couple of your own tunes, Deco Tropical, with its great sound of love and inclusivity, right?
Uh-huh.
Energy.
Exactly.
And good vibes, right?
Yeah.
And some American jazz. Hoagy Carmichael. Paul loves Hoagy Carmichael.
Hoagy fan.
She did Skylark.
And we're not talking the sandwich, folks.
Skylark with some Brazilian drums and
a groovy organ. Yeah, that was an interesting arrangement that Nate wrote for Skylark, too, because I start singing by myself with a little tambourine. Skylark. And it's very airy. And,
you can just keep going right now. The audience will be
and
transformed.
You did that James Moody, Moody's Mood for Love.
That's
his little jazz vocalese.
With a YouTube video that accompanied it, that we recorded in the bedroom when we were bored, when we were locked up for the hurricanes.
In fact, Danielle is known for her. You need to follow her on YouTube and social media. You know, one of the things I want to ask you, what is some of the favorite things? I'm just going to read the list of the local people that are there. And then I want to ask you about rich of the national headliners. Just float your boat. We got Simon Lasky, Arena Slasky and Nash, Theo Valentine, La Luca, Bob Price, Joe Porter, Paul and Eugenie, the Jazz Fools, Al Downing Trio, Naples Jazz Society, the legendary John Lamb, James Suggs, who just has a CD out from, a new album out from Arbor Records, Jeremy Carter, Brian J. Hughes and the crew, Don Mopsik, Nat Nature, Daniela Soledade, Heather Thorne, Eddie Metz, Carl Amundsen. We have so much talent. Paul, how do we get this much talent here and you do so much to showcase it?
Well, one of the things is people can find work, and there's work here. And I know my musician friends are scrambling all the time for work, and I call them, I've got a gig tonight. But there are gigs. And so it's a pretty nurturing environment. And I think having somebody like John Lamb here – help bring a scene together, because everybody traces their, you know, learning and their inspiration back to John, and he's still an active member of the scene. We're celebrating his birthday. In January. His birthday is never in January, but that's when we always celebrate it. And he's showing up. He says he's showing up, so it's going to be a fun night. I just think it's a really strong community, and the players take it seriously, and they challenge each other, and you see the rising tide.
Well, just before we get back to Danielle and Nate, I want to say that the Palladium supports a lot of these musicians, like Alejandro Arenas, Simon Lasky, other people with
us.
Yes.
Both of these guys have been fellows.
Tell us a little bit about that, Paul.
Well, it really started in the pandemic when everybody's gigs went away completely, and people suddenly were without anything to live on, and so we couldn't do much, but we pulled up $30,000 and handed it out in $2,500 increments, and it was so popular, we've been doing that every year since, and we're wrapping up our applications for the new fellowship class, and it's 10 or 11 musicians, performers, or bands, and it's just been an incredible thing, and people have responded, and then we pay them this money to create a show, and then we pay them to do the show. So I think it's a real way to support your artist, and honestly, donors love this thing, and they've stepped up to give us money.
We love that, Paul. So going to the headliners, Ken Poplawski, Jason Marsalis, Diego Figueroa, Wycliffe Gordon, Tuba Skinny. I always wonder why he was called Tuba Skinny. It's just such an adorable name.
It's my favorite New Orleans band, by the way. I see them every time I'm in New Orleans. And just great to see that they're trying. Yeah. And they always play Saturday night in a club on Frenchman Street. And I time it so I can see that show. And it's interesting because New Orleans bands don't travel all that much because the audience comes to them. So it's great to see Tuba Skinny on the road. And because there's seven, eight. How many are there, Nate? There's eight or nine of them, I think.
Yeah, nine of them.
So it's a fun band. It's very kind of traditional New Orleans, but young and energetic, and wow, it's fun.
Wow.
And you can dance to it.
And people do get up and dance. What about you guys? What are you looking forward to seeing again this year from the headliners?
Well, you know, it's I'm a huge vibraphone jazz fan, and we're really lucky because this year we have two of the greatest jazz vibraphonists in recorded history. We've got the great Chuck Redd from Washington, D.C., and we've got the great Jason Marsalis from New Orleans. And it's really spectacular. And, you know, Heather Thorne she plays the marimba. But, I mean, we are full of incredible mallet players. And, you know, that's a sound that I really, really dig in jazz, that I always have a great affinity for. So I'm looking forward to all these vibes players.
Well, you know, the vibe is really good at Radio St. Pete today. We're talking about the Suncoast Jazz Festival, the 35th annual. It's going to be November 21st through 23rd. We're going to have the link for the tickets up online. It's more like an extended jazz family. Tell me how you guys feel, starting with Paul. When you get together with people, you see them, sure, perform at the studio and at Palladium. But, you know, when you're all getting together, you're hanging backstage. What's it going to be like for you, Paul?
Well, I've really enjoyed it a lot more since I started staying over, because I used to drive way out there and then drive home. And most of the real fun happens after the real shows are over and people gather in the bar. It's kind of a jam session. And even if you don't get up to jam, you are mingling and having fun. And I think that's the real magic of that festival, is all the people who just sort of hang around afterwards and enjoy it. And I played a couple of those jam sessions, and maybe why they asked me to come, but maybe not. I don't know if I was any good, but I think that reminded them that we had this little show. So I'm pleased that we're there, and I'm staying for three nights.
Well, and the fans are returnees. I met somebody whose dad owned the jazz club that my parents went to in Metuchen, New Jersey, that John Pizzarelli used to play for. Tell us, Danielle and Nate, about what you like about that whole mix-up and the fans and mingling with everybody.
Yeah, so what is special, I agree, is that all the musicians are there for the weekend. So everybody's there 24 hours a day. So you just hang out all weekend. It's really nice because you get to see some musicians that are your friends, but you really only see them at certain festivals. So it's like your time to catch up with old musician friends, too, that don't live in the area. And so that's how we also keep up with our musician friends personally, you know. It's nice to see them. And it's also, of course, nice to see them perform, because we love this music. For example, Diego Figueiredo, the great Brazilian guitarist that Nery and I both love. We love watching him play and watching, you know, and hanging out with him, like catching up with him. And Adrian Cunningham, who also is a great friend.
Oh, my God.
An incredible musician.
Professor to you.
Professor Cunningham. He's
amazing. Adrian's joining us on Nate Najjar's Jazz Holiday.
That's right.
December 11th.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Who's joining you on the Jazz Holiday?
Daniela Soledad.
Yay.
Will be wearing something magnificent and singing some swinging. Oh, I can't say that word I was going to say. Some swinging stuff. Yeah. And Adrian Cunningham is going to be playing woodwinds, saxophone, flute, and saxophone, flute, and clarinet. And we've got, this is amazing. We've got
Bruce Harris on trumpet, right?
Bruce Harris is the finest trumpeter playing jazz today in the world. Bruce Harris is the truth.
Yes.
And we're fortunate that he comes and plays our gig. He's a good friend, and he's really amazing.
Nate's been doing this gig since before I took over the play.
They call it Natemus.
Yeah.
They call it Natemus.
That's the colloquial, yeah.
Colloquial term. It is Nate Najjar's jazz holiday. And it's an annual thing we've been doing. And we're also doing a Vince Guaraldi show with Zach Bartholomew.
I'm interviewing him.
Which is another great thing. So we got some good jazz in December. And, you know, Nate's annual show is coming up. So be
it's
there.
It's a St. Pete tradition.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And it's so much fun and fresh every year. And these players, Adrian and Bruce, are
Simon Lasky.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Charlie Silva, yeah. Eddie Metz. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, Paulie, you might get up there.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No. I broke my rule of never getting on stage to perform with the band.
I saw you with Tom.
Yeah, well, that was the Jimmy Buffett show. And the saddest part was that I knew all the words to Margaritaville. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even know how I did that. But I broke the cardinal rule of never getting up and performing with a band at the Palladium. But it was the last song.
I think everybody loved it. They insisted on it.
So.
Yeah. You and Tom Gribben, of course, is the ultimate Margaritaville guy. I want to say that, Danielle, you have a St. Pete song that you debuted for us last year. Will you play that over at Suncoast this year, do you think?
Yes, definitely. We love my St. Pete samba. It talks about all the wonderful things that I love about living in St. Pete.
And I also think that you're going to play your Christmas song that you did.
That's right.
Year?
We're going to, at the Suncoast Jazz Festival?
Suncoast.
Or the Nate Najjar?
We won't play it at Suncoast.
Not at Suncoast. But we'll play it at Nate Najjar's Jazz Holiday for sure.
Oh, well, you have to come to the Palladium for that. So before we leave, let's just do a shout out to Joan Dragon, who is the person who makes this happen, and Stephen Splane, the photographer, Susan Fuller, and all of the volunteers, because they're all volunteers. Every one of them, and they make us feel so welcome. What is it about this jazz festival? Paul, you go to a lot of places and see jazz festivals. You go up to upstate New York. What makes this so different?
Well, I really am knocked out by how big it is, how successful it is, and how they pull it off every year. I mean, this is a big – I know what it's like. We do one production a night. They're doing 10 or 15, maybe 20 in a day, and it just churns and churns and – I don't even know. It's one of those things like the Jazz Fest in New Orleans where I don't know what stage to go sit in because I'm missing something good. So I'm really knocked out by the fact that, you know, Joan and these volunteers pull it off and make it look effortless in some ways. So I never see anybody screaming and yelling. It just kind of happens, you know?
I'll tell you, Joan is the queen of calm.
She is.
She's become a very good friend to me over the years. And I am – every time I sit – in the cafe and chat with her, I come away learning something that I had never considered before, just because of the nature of the interaction. She is one of the most hip people anyone could ever hope to know. And, you know, and then
I like to visit her at the Wildflower Cafe in between because, you know, who would know that she was a restaurateur? And she plays banjo. Is that right, guys?
Yeah, and she plays great. She was in Your Father's Mustache, which was a really...
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Joan, your secret is unveiled.
See, something else.
Wow. Danielle? What do you like best about the festival,
fans?
Yes.
I love the fact that we get to hang out with both musicians and fans all together. All of us together, all day. You know, it's very intimate in a way that we do get to interact and be in the same spaces. And like Paul said, we'll play a show and then we'll go hang out at the bar. And everybody just mingles all weekend. So we really get a chance to catch up with musicians and with the audience as well. It's really special.
Well, we want to thank the Suncoast Jazz Festival. We are a partner with them. Radio St. Pete is pleased to be airing interviews in advance, and we will be there doing interviews that day and hopefully showcasing some of the concerts, hopefully yours, rebroadcasting on our Sundays afterwards. Again, Danielle Soledade, Nate Najar, you can see them at the Palladium on December 11th. Paul Wilborn, what day are you playing at? It's Saturday, right?
It's Saturday, the 22nd, in the afternoon, in the bar where I belong.
That's right. And if you want to eat a hoagie or hear Hoagie Carmichael, not at this one, but, you know, hopefully, Paul, you will be doing a little more music in 2026, maybe performing a couple places.
We're going to be doing some more stuff. Yeah, but much as lazy as I am, we are going to be doing some more shows.
Yes, well, he's also an author.
I got a new book coming out.
I was going to say, do we have a title for the book yet?
It's called The Everlasting Life of Charlie Wall, and music shows I like to promote books. So we'll be out there in the new year.
You know, we're so proud to have Paul here, and he's his books are wonderful to read, and they really are a taste of what old Florida was like and the 60s scene in Ybor City, and he's just very humble. So, folks, for Radio St. Pete and Music Scene, we've been swinging and grooving with Nate, Danielle, and Paul. Please join us on November 21 through 23. The website and tickets, suncoastjazzfestival.com. See you all there.
Thank you. We'll be there.
St. Pete. Oh, St. Pete. I love strolling around downtown, enamored with the murals all around. I'm glad I found my sound. A sunny ground. I love you, St. Pete. From Rio, it's hard to find a place or just a warm embrace when you go somewhere new. I simply had no clue, but your sky is so blue. When I met you, I knew I love you, St. Pete. I feel so lucky to have my morning walk right there on Coffee Pot, enjoying morning light, the egrets in their flight, and dolphins swimming by. You make me feel alright. I love you, St. Pete. Jazz night at Intermezzo, Rubies at night off Central, all Downing Jazz Jam Monday nights for you to play. Mahaffey for ballet, I think I'm here to stay, 'cause every single day I love you, St. Pete. Dali Museum, the Splash Park at the Pier,